A certificate of public good is basically a state operating license for a utility in Vermont. In 2010, the Vermont legislature barred the Public Service Board from issuing the certificate after Vermont Yankee's license expired. The plant has remained operating during legal challenges. The Public Service Board reopened an amended petition for the Certificate of Public Good earlier this year. The only public hearings were held November 7th in Vernon and November 19th at 13 sites across the state via Vermont Interactive Technologies. Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin was not surprised to find that comments were evenly split on whether to issue the state license.
You know, if you study the polls, about 40% of people in Vermont favor continuing Vermont Yankee, about 40% think it should be shut down, and a whole bunch are kind of uncertain. So really, the population is far more divided then you would get the impression if you just go to an anti-VY demonstration.
Angwin, who supports continued operation of Vermont Yankee and blogs on its importance, attended both public hearings.
I testified in Vernon. I talked about the fact that the most likely thing to replace Vermont Yankee would be a gas-fired plant, and I have these patents in nitrogen oxide control, which is an acid rain gas and a smog-producing gas from gas-fired plants. I mean, I have patents in it, and so I pointed out that you really can't completely control nitrogen oxides, and Vermont Yankee is environmentally better for the air of Vermont than a gas-fired plant. That was my testimony.
A coalition of groups opposed to continued operation of Vermont Yankee rallied the weekend before the last hearing, and members of the affiliated groups also attended the public hearings. Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns says reliability and economics prove that the plant is not in the best interest of Vermonters.
We're not even getting any power from Vermont Yankee at this point, and there are no plans from Vermont utilities to purchase power from Vermont Yankee. We have, as a state, decided to get our energy in the future from clean local sources. So that means more efficiency and more renewable energy in the state. Nobody is planning at the state level to be getting any power from Vermont Yankee, and yet we continue to receive all of the nuclear waste that is generated from this facility. We continue to have to plan in the case of a potential catastrophe at that site. And so, you know, I think at this stage, the people of Vermont have essentially turned the page, most of them at least, and decided that we can get along very well without Vermont Yankee.
Both Burns and Angwin believe the Public Service Board will fairly assess the comments from both sides.
They try to run these hearings, and they do run these hearings as fairly as they possibly can. And they keep a pretty steady poker face, in my opinion. They're not smiling at the pros and frowning at the antis or vice versa. I really can't get a sense of how they're feeling about it.
They're going to look very, very closely at the more detailed merits of the case that have been filed by both Entergy Louisiana and its supporters and the state of Vermont and the many organizations that have come out against the continued operation of the plant. These public hearings are important, but they're just one of a number of factors that the Public Service Board will take into account.
Technical hearings and depositions regarding issuance of a certificate of public good for Vermont Yankee are scheduled through August of 2013. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.